I'm going to ask Sister Mary to come and sing a song for us before Tommy comes. Praise God. Jesus was slain for me. Can we try and sing one? And I'm not sure, Tommy, if Mark's not here. Is there a bag that's worth the offering? No. I'll just leave it. I will leave the offering for this morning for we'll have no bag to act. Let's try and sing this. Jesus was
thank you. Praise the Lord. You notice Mary had the right words of that song.
Amen.
Not a falcon, but an eagle. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The Lord bless each one this morning. And we do give everyone a very warm welcome in their service. And the Lord bless you, Sister Mary. And we appreciate the Lord this morning. That's the one we're going to talk about. That's why we're having this service this morning. We want to talk about the Lord, appreciate the Lord. It's not about Santa Claus. It's about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. There's not all over the holidays of the movies about Santa Claus, St. Nicholas, and everything, but it's all about the Lord Jesus, God's wrapped gift. That's what it's really about. That's why we're here this morning. And we do apologize, the heating was broke. I didn't know myself, the tank ran out of oil. It's a bad thing when you run out of oil. And you know, that's a sign of the end time. That's prophesied in the Bible. There was 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish, and they ran out of oil. And when they went to get oil, they couldn't get it. But we're glad this morning we've got oil in the tank.
Amen.
Amen. There's oil and oil to spare.
Amen.
Praise God. And we don't want to run out of oil. There's a lot of people running out of oil. There's people running out of oil at the end time. Praise God. But we're glad. We're glad we have oil and oil to spare. And you know, I'm going to say this morning as well, you know. People talk about getting a break. Without Jesus, there's no break.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you that now. The best break for me, I've been preaching for, 30 years. The best thing I enjoy the most, still after 30 years, is to get alone with God.
Yeah.
Away from everybody, I don't want to see nobody, nothing, just to get alone with God. That's the best break for me. Because
yeah.
The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Hallelujah.
They shall walk and not be weary, they shall run and not faint. They mount up with wings as the eagle.
Amen.
Amen. So it's waiting. And trusting on the Lord, praise God. I want to read this morning from Micah, and the Lord bless each one. And just, we're going to come on Friday night, I'll not be preaching Friday night. It's the new year, but we're just going to come at 7:30. I know it won't suit everybody like this morning. I already said some people had arrangements, and I can understand that. But there's no other church closes. Every other church stays open as far as I know. See, the Lord never closes. Sure he doesn't. And I'll tell you, an old boy that never stops is the devil. He doesn't take a break over Christmas. He goes in overtime. He is in overtime at Christmas, I'll tell you that. So we need to be about the Lord. But Friday night, we're going to come together and somebody wants to sing a song or share a testimony or read a scripture. We're going to be here Friday night and we'll just see. We're not maybe going to stay to midnight or anything like that. Just a couple of hours. And we'll share and sing. And anybody that wants to read or share or sing, come along and they'll be welcome. Then next Sunday, we'll be here Sunday morning. Next Sunday morning, normal time. And we'll take it from there. Let's just read this in from... Let's stand our feet. Micah chapter 5. Micah chapter 5 verse 1. Now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon his cheek. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Let us bow our heads this morning for a word of prayer. And if you have a need this morning, just lift your hand up before the Lord and we'll remember you in prayer. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we humbly bow before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that we have a privilege which is ours as the people of God, that we can come from your footstool into your very throne room and into your very presence because of the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb. Lord, we've come to magnify your name and uplift the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we humbly, reverently approach you, pleading the merits of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Lord, I pray you forgive us every wrong word, every wrong thought, every wrong deed. Sanctify us and fill us again with the Holy Spirit, I pray. Lord, I take the Holy Ghost to help me right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and I thank you that you do. Lord, I'm asking for every hand that's raised, you know, every need. The sister that needs a miracle, the brother that needs intervention. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, intervene, undertake, meet that need for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm asking you this morning, you'll bless everyone in this house and bless all that belongs to them. In way of children, relations, save them and deliver them, everyone, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask for all that's come under this roof and heard the gospel in recent days. We pray the Holy Spirit will speak to them and move upon them and save them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, your word says, decree a thing and it shall come to pass. Father, we would decree that they'll be saved and not lost in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, this morning, may your people know your presence in this building. And Lord, even as your brothers pray with failure, heat, as it were, already, Lord, you're here because we're gathered in your name, the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. Father, bless each one now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I know this is a very familiar topic, God with us, and I won't hold you as long this morning. Last week I started to share this, and I didn't want to take too long, and I said I would try and continue this morning. What is this, God with us? And we know in Matthew 1:23 and also in Micah, it's the Lord that this scripture in Micah is talking about. They shall smite the judge of Israel upon the cheek. And we know the Lord was smitten on the cheek. His beard was plucked. A fellow said to me one time, he shouldn't grow a beard, you should be clean shaven. And I said, well, they plucked the Lord's beard. And there's people today and they have rules and regulations. But the Lord Jesus Christ, it makes no difference why you have a beard or you don't have a beard. I couldn't care less whether it's a beard or not a beard. You know, but it's all about the Lord Jesus. It's all about the suffering of the Lord. They battered his face. They struck his face. They beat him. They bruised him. They chastised him. They whipped him. They beat him. And he did all that. He suffered all that for you and me on the cross. But it was all foretold. And in Micah here, foretells the birth of the Messiah. And verse 2, he foretells it. And also he foretells in verse 3, the rejection of the Messiah. And in verse 4, he tells of the work of the Messiah. Right in the Old Testament. And the Old Testament tells us of the work of the Lord. And we know that it says he was from everlasting. He pre-existed ever before he was here as a man. The Lord pre-existed. And this is our text this morning, God with us, in Matthew 1 verse 3. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. And you know, this is the thing this morning that we have to see about Jesus Christ, that, you know, there's people and they preach that there's men like Jesus. Well, there's not.
Amen.
And when somebody preaches that there's a man exactly like Jesus, you know that he's telling the lies.
That's right. Amen.
There's no prophet, no priest, no one like the Lord.
Glory.
And you know why? Because Christ was sinless.
Amen.
He was born without sin. Hallelujah. But every other man is born a sinner by nature and a sinner by birth.
Amen.
Every man that's born of a woman, death has a claim upon them.
Yes.
But death has upon the person of Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ willingly stepped into death, challenged death, took on death, and he conquered death, and he conquered hell, and he conquered the grave because he wanted to save us. Isn't it wonderful that Jesus died for sinners? Didn't die for the righteous. You know, he came to heal the sick and the afflicted. He came to save sinners. He came to save no one else but sinners. When John saw him coming, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Here he is also. He's a man, and he's more than a man. Spurgeon says he's a God-man. The glorious word Emmanuel means, first, that God in Christ is with us in near association. Near association. This word means actually together with us, sharing with us. God is particularly closely with us. He's near you. Amen. David says, "Where shall I go from the presence of the Lord? Amen. If I won't be served, I go down, he's there." You cannot go from the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord's everywhere.
Yes, glory.
That's why he's more than a person.
Amen.
God is more than just a person that's restricted in this room, in this area. But God Almighty's everywhere at the same time. He can be in Africa, in Australia. He can hear a prayer here, there, everywhere at the same time. And that God came into the person of the Lord Jesus Christ in fullness. God with us. Now think of this for a moment. God came very near to us in a very close association. He must have done so, for he has taken upon us himself, our nature. A nature like yours, a nature like mine, in the sense of the flesh. Not a sinful nature, because he's without sin, but flesh and bone. Literally our nature, flesh, blood, bone, everything that made a body. Christ Jesus is the God-man. God was with us in all life's pilgrimage. God's with us. He knows everything we're going through. Every single thing we're going through, the Lord knows about it. With us at every step of life, Christ knows everything. The cradle, he was there. Just as a wee baby that depended upon his mother, he was there. He knows about it.
Amen.
Were you under parental authority? You were. You and me was under parental authority. We're born into a home. We're raised by parents. Jesus was born into a home. And he was raised by his parents, Mary and Joseph. And that's true. A lot of people want to leave out them parts of it. There's extremism. But you can't, you see, the switch works on the negative and the positive. And Jesus was all man, just as he was all God. And he was a little baby in Bethlehem's manger, and he depended upon his parents. And the Bible says the child grew in wisdom and stature.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? See, this is what gives it a mystery. It's a mystery. God with us in Christ. Christ was also a boy in the home at Nazareth. Have you entered upon life's battles? The Lord did. He entered upon life's battles through his life. Hebrews 2 verse 17 tells us, "Wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people." He made reconciliation for the sins of the people. Notice, like unto his brethren, how wonderful the fact that our Lord, God with us, not just here and there and now and then, but forevermore.
Amen.
Forevermore. You know, Spurgeon talked about Enoch, and Spurgeon says Enoch didn't walk with God now and again. He says that Enoch walked with God continually. Not an up and down, but he continually walked with God. And the Bible says he was not, for God took him. He walked with God. And Jesus not only walked with God like Enoch, but Jesus was God in flesh. God in flesh. John 1 verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And the same came, became amongst us. He came amongst us to save us. God with us. You see, you could feel the sorrow of the poverty he had. He had nowhere to lay his head to endure the griefs of bereavement. Jesus wept at the tomb of Lazarus. Have you been slandered for righteousness' sake? And has it vexed your spirit? He said, reproach hath broken mine heart. The Lord went through all that. Forsaken with his brethren. Lonely, weary, all of it. The Bible says he was weary on the journey and he sat in the well. The Bible says he went to the tomb of Lazarus. The Bible says he slept on the boat when they were over. And they feared for their lives and had to waken him. You know, William Branham preached a great sermon from that. Waking up Jesus. Did you ever hear that sermon? Wonderful sermon. And he takes it from Jesus sleeping on the boat. Go wake Jesus. And you know, we can wake him this morning. We can wake him to come into our homes and save our children. We can wake him to come into our homes and heal. Go wake Jesus. We can call him. Now I hope you understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying the Lord sleeps. Amen. In that sense, but I'm telling you, Jesus slept as a man. He was wearied as a man. But he's there for us. He's went through everything we went through. Did you ever get downhearted? And maybe somebody's talked about you or said something about you. The Lord went through all that. Accused by his own brethren. That's what he said. You know, didn't they all leave him? And he said to Peter, or said to the disciples, would you go away also? And they said, to whom shall we go? Thou alone is the words of eternal life. There's a lot of Christians today and they want to go here, there and everywhere. And they think it'll change things. It won't. It's your relationship. It's my relationship with the Lord that changes things. But there's no place or no man can change anything for you. Only the Lord can change it. It's all about walking with the Lord that changes things. I'm getting close with the Lord.
Amen.
Have you been betrayed? Don't forget Christ was betrayed and sold for 30 pieces of silver. What about the stormy seas? Tossed to and fro. You ever been tossed to and fro? Have you ever got a doctor's report that took the breath from you? I know a man and he went to the doctors and the doctor gave him a report and he came out hopeless. He's cancer. And this fellow's not even saved, but people prayed for him. And he told me he prayed himself, and he's well today.
Amen.
He's still here, and he doesn't even go to church.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Doesn't even go to church. God touched him.
Hallelujah.
Our God can do anything. You see, sometimes people think, well, I'm a Christian, and this shouldn't happen to me, and someone else shouldn't happen to me. And the devil wants you to feel sorry for yourself. Then when he gets you to do that, then the next thing he wants you to do is blame God. He wants you to blame God. I remember going to work at a job one day. And as soon as I got to the job, the fellow with me said, here, this boy's a pastor and a preacher. You ever get set up? Right on book, he said, you know, you better watch when you're trying to set some man up. And this boy was an atheist. Well, he thought he was. So he wanted a good argument, but I wasn't interested in an argument. And he started, once he heard I was a preacher, and oh, you believe in God and these things, he said, and I'm an atheist. And then he says to me, now, why does God let this happen? Why does God let someone else happen? And he talked for a bit, and I stopped him, and I said, hang on a minute. I said, I thought you were an atheist. He says, I am. I says, no, you're not. He says, oh, I don't believe in God. I says, well, you've just blamed him. I said, if you don't believe in God, why blame God? If there is no God, why blame God? And that took him back. And you know, when everybody was away from that house and it was just me and him, I got to talk with him. And he wasn't as big an atheist as he thought he was. You know, Brother John preached it here on Thursday night. It takes the Holy Spirit to open the heart.
Amen.
Joseph
was going to put Mary away. She's found to be with child. Joseph, being a just man, was going to put her away. They were engaged to be married. He was going to put her away. But the angel said, fear not. Yes. To take on to you, Mary, the wife. For she is with child of the Holy Ghost. God touched his heart.
Amen.
And there's no man beyond God touching the heart. Everybody preaches about King Nebuchadnezzar, wasn't it? You know, where he ate the grass and the oxen. And that's true, but don't forget God turned him. God turned him. He became like an animal, like a wild beast, but God turned him.
Amen.
He turned him. And he turned to the Lord. And even his evil son after him didn't serve God, but he did. So God can turn any man. What a stormy seas. We've all went through the stormy seas, but the Lord's with us. Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong, of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. The Lord's with you, sister. The Lord's with you, brother. Jesus Christ felt and he suffered. Luke 23, verse 46. When he had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I command my spirit. And having thus said, he gave up the ghost. Dismissed the spirit. He gave up the ghost. Isn't that wonderful? Now here's someone I want you not to miss this morning. Jesus prayed to his own Father. He prayed. He wasn't his own Father. People preach oneness till an extreme where Jesus is known as Father. That's false. Jesus is not his own Father. He had a Father. And he prayed to him. Now you think of this morning. Here's a man that can walk on the water. Here's a man that can still the storm. Here's a man that can put his hand forth. And a fellow that had the ear cut clean off of a Peter, he put it straight back on them. You ever think of that?
He opened the blinded eyes. He caused the dead to be raised. And yet he prayed to his Father.
Now if Jesus prayed to the Father, surely we need to pray to the Father.
Amen.
Jesus prayed, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will be done, but thy will be done. And we need to pray that God takes us his way.
Amen.
We would go our own way in the morning. And I'm preaching and I'm telling you that. Many times I would go my own way, but I have to pray, Lord, I want your way. My way would do me no good.
You could think your way, you know, maybe God doesn't want me to be here or there, but maybe he does. If we're left to our own devices, where would we be?
How many people are in the grave because they wanted to go their own way? Me and Philip met a man some years ago. He's dead now. And he wanted the Lord, but he wanted his own way. And he said to me, Tom, could I not be a Christian and do this and do this and do this? I said, well, my conscience wouldn't let me do it. And if your conscience lets you do it, your conscience is sheared. And the Bible speaks of people having a conscience sheared with like a hot iron. That's a terrible thing. It's good when the Holy Spirit pricks you. He pricks your conscience. Brother, you shouldn't have said that. Sister, you shouldn't have done that. You ever had that? Well, I've had it. Where God moves in me. And maybe I've said something I shouldn't say or done something. That's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's the Spirit of God that pricks your conscience.
Amen.
And you should thank God for that.
That's how you know the Lord's with you.
Amen.
He's steering the ship.
He's moving you. He's guiding you. That's what we need.
Sometimes we have to change our mind because the Bible says casting down all reasoning and vain imagination.
Let the mind that was in Jesus Christ be in you.
Hallelujah.
And we know he was the Word, and that's what we need, the Word. Amen. When Jesus has cried thus, give up the spirit. Jesus Christ tasted death for me. Jesus Christ on the cross.
He's not in the tomb this morning. He's not in the cross this morning. He's risen from the dead and he's alive forevermore. John 14:19 says, yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye'll see me, because I live, ye shall live also. You know, William Branham used to quote this scripture many times. Many message preachers quote this scripture, John 14:19. They always refer to William Branham. It's nothing to do with William Branham, this scripture. This is about the Lord. Amen. But William Branham quoted it because what he was showing the people was, when God comes here and moves, you're seeing him again. God is proving again, you can see him again. He's alive again. We've saw him alive again. You know, I want to say this morning. Did Jesus not do the miracles when he was here 2,000 years ago? He did do them. But why in the 20th century did he send a super sign again? Do you know why? Because men forgot. They forgot what the Lord could do. They forgot. And God again sent a demonstration of his power.
Amen.
So that we would be reminded what the Lord can do. And you know he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yet a little while the world seeth me no more, but ye shall see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. The Lord's with you. You can see the Lord in your home. You can see the Lord in your situation. Believe God to move in your situation.
Amen.
You know, when Jack Coe came to our service in Scarva, it's a few years ago now. But, you know, it was a blessing for me to meet. I know, you know, there's actually some people who weren't impressed for Jack Cole Jr. That surprised me. That really surprised me. Some people said that the pastor told him everything about everybody before he come to a service as well. That I brainwashed him. Now that's not, but there's none of that true. I didn't need to tell him anything. He told people in this meeting things that I never knew about myself. Even my own daughter. I never knew the problem she had, but he did. And the devil definitely didn't tell him, because what he told her to do, God healed her. So you see, people can have an idea. And that's bad when people start to tiddly-tiddle talk. And the pastor said this, and the pastor said that, and he does. That's bad work. Because that puts a seed of doubt in somebody else's mind. And the Bible talks about two sowers. Sowing. And it's a battle all the time. And he said this, and she said this, and then that's all in your mind. You need to get rid of it all. And just attend to what the Lord says. But you know, when Jack Cole came and me and him hit it off, there's no question about that. And you know, there was someone about him that I liked. And his dad was probably about the favorite preacher for me out of them all. I loved to hear old Jack Cole when he wasn't even old. He was younger than I am now. He died when he was in his late 30s. 38 years of age, he was dead. I've never heard of nobody that ain't been put in jail for practicing the marriage without a license.
That's right.
What do you think he'll have done if he here now with this COVID? He'd have laughed at it. I'll guarantee he would. But he's put in jail for practicing medicine without a license. So many people were healed in a service. But Jack Cole Jr.'s son came. And you know, Jack Cole Jr. was dying with cancer and he was backslid. Many times the devil works in people and he says, now, he's not where he should be, or she's not where they should be, so God's judging them. Now, do you say if you believe that, every one of us is finished? What is being where you should be? Has nobody ever backslid? Does every one of us walk every day with the Lord? What we would say is where we ought to walk. All of us make mistakes. All of us fall short, but Christ is the one we're looking at, not ourselves. It's His righteousness. Let's watch Romans 4. It's not about me and you. When it's about you and me, we're finished. It's about the Lord. Romans 4. For He imputes to you and me His righteousness. Jack Cole was dying of cancer, and they took him in there in the hospital, and they opened them up. And the cancer was right through him, and they closed him again. And they said, there's nothing we can do for you. It's too far gone. You'll not last 3 months. And people came and they prayed for him. And this is why I just detest people that pray like this, I'll be honest with you. And I don't care if they're preachers or even saved. I have no time for it. I'm sorry. And a lot of them do it. Lord, if it's your will. Now that's not praying. That's unbelief right there. That's a prayer of unbelief. I don't care. God might have healed them, that's good. But that's still a prayer of unbelief. There's nowhere where the Bible says Jesus worked like that. I know he prayed to the Father, not my will, but Jesus himself went about everywhere doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. But they come to Jack Cole and they said, laid hands on him, Lord, if it's your will, heal Jack. But he said, there's one fella came and he didn't pray like that. He said, Jack, you're going to live and not die. Amen. And he says, I want you to tell the nurses when they come in the morning, I'm going to live and not die. And he says, Jack, get yourself straightened up. Call the Lord. Get out of the slumber. And Jack Cole turned back to the Lord and God restored him. Dying with cancer in the hospital. God restored him and God healed him.
Amen.
And 26 years later, he preached in Scarborough Orange Hall. 26 years after the doctors gave him up. 26 years after somebody prayed, Lord, if it's your will, but somebody else said, Lord, if it's your will.
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you glad for faith? Faith that'll tick a licker. Keep on ticking. Amen. And I tell you, Jack Cole came to our meetings. Scarborough Hall, and he told a brother in that service about an angel that he'd seen, and his own mother seen it when he was born, when he was a boy. He told another young woman, she had a pain in her side, which side it was and everything, 7 glasses of water for 7 days. What do you think of that? Why would you do that? Well, why did the prophet tell Nathan, go and dip 7 times? Why did he do that? Don't ask God why, just go and do it.
All right. Amen.
My Hannah said to me, what'll I do? I said, do what he told you. God healed her. God healed her. Her sister Arling here had boxes come to the house. She was, and he told her about that. Isn't that right? He gave words to different people in this meeting. Maybe at the time you'd wonder that maybe they didn't seem to make sense, but they probably do now. See, God knows everything.
Amen.
He knows all about us. He knows everything. God in Christ is with us in the nearest possible association. God is with us in the fullest reconciliation. This is so true. There was a time in every one of our lives when we were parted from God. We were without God. But through God's provided way, we could come back to God. Christ is the way back. God uses men. We know that. But it's ultimately about the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm going to come to a close this morning. I promised I wouldn't hold you as long. I'm going to close this because I don't want to hold you as long. All about the Lord. You know, maybe there's times when we feel like giving up different things. You think of the Lord himself.
He must have felt like that. Because he said, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go through with it. That's what he's saying.
But nevertheless, not my will be done but thine.
Hallelujah.
And what do you read as well?
That the angels came and ministered unto them. Angels came
and ministered unto them. God knows what to do for certain people. And the Lord will do extra things for certain people.
He'll do something extra that's above the normal. And even when they testify, people that see it, they won't even believe it. I know myself, when I share my testimony and talk about a voice talking to me and a man walking in the room and I heard the footsteps and the hunt, people don't believe it. But that doesn't bother me, because I was there and I know it happened. But I can guarantee you one thing, every time I have a low point and I go back to that, it changes things. Because I know what happened. See, if it had been some man, I wouldn't be here. But the Lord done it. And the Lord loves you this morning.
Amen.
In spite of your fears, in spite of your troubles, in spite of your hardships, the Lord loves you.
Hallelujah.
And He's with you. God with us.
Amen.
That should be our theme for 2022. The Lord's with us.
Amen.
You know, I was looking through some old notes a few weeks back. I found a wee booklet and I wrote different things in it. That's a few years ago, because Brother Keith was in the services when I wrote it. Mark and Nigel's father. And I wrote there that the Lord spoke to me back then. And the Holy Spirit said, I want you to preach more about Jesus.
You say, brother, well, you're not preaching enough about Him. Well, there mustn't have been.
But He said, preach more about Him. And you know, I'm going to say this morning, as people don't want to hear Jesus preached. You can preach a man, another man, and they'll amen it. But when you preach Jesus, they don't want to hear it. That's the age we're in, but it's all about the Lord.
Amen.
It's all about the Lord. Let us go forward into 2022, knowing that God is with us.
Amen.
Don't give up on anything. Where if you're praying for someone, maybe they need a miracle. The Lord does miracles. The Lord can do a miracle when it least seems, when it looks like it's not going to happen. God can do it. It's always darkest before the dawn. Keep praying for that loved one, whether it's a father or a mother, a boy or a girl. Keep believing. Let us stand our feet this morning. I'm going to just pray, and then a brother Gary's going to come on this. Maybe one or two watch prayer, and I'm going to ask Brother Ian to come with an elder. And anyone who wants prayer, we're going to pray for them this morning. But the Lord will touch them. I want you to believe as you come and the hands is laid on you that something's going to happen. You might feel someone and you might not, but I reckon you will feel someone. But even if you don't, you believe God.
Yeah.
You know, I remember preaching for Brother Roger in Wales some years ago, and Brother Rogers went to be with the Lord, Roger Cordray. And while I came to the end of the service, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and He said, there's somebody right now, God's healing their shoulder. Put your hand up. And there's a man and his daughter both responded, and God healed both of them on the spot.
Amen.
Both of them. I went to Norway to preach. And when I got to Norway to preach, it was hard with the interpretation of the language. Sometimes it's hard. You know, when you have to stop and interpret and everything. And I have lots of experience with interpreters and everything, but still can be hard. But you know the old pastor, Brother Pierre, is it Pierre? You know the old brother, Per. His daughter had a skin condition on her face, which she'd had for years, and the Lord healed her in the service. And her face and everything, God just healed her. And that changed the whole atmosphere of the rest of the services. And then I went to another church over in Norway to preach for the young brother. He came over to us here. I can't remember the brother's name. He wears glasses. He's a bit younger than me.
And we were there, and I told him about the testimony where God healed those people's shoulders.
And when we were going out of the service, there's a woman, and she began to cry. She just wept.
And she said, when I told that testimony, God healed her shoulder, and I never even prayed for her.
The Lord's a healer. I'm going to tell you something.
I met a woman over there then, an old woman. She was in William Branham's meetings. She was only 16.
And she came before God's prophet. And he told her, he said, you've had an operation and they took a part out of you that they shouldn't have took out.
And you have still the condition wrong with you. But they cut someone out of her what they shouldn't have cut out of her. And she still wasn't well.
But he said, you know, the Lord sees you now. And she went to walk away and he stopped her and he says, just a moment.
And he says, the presence of the Lord will be with you all your life.
All your life. In a very special way. Now when that wee woman came and sat at the front of the service, there was something special in that meeting. Do you know why? Not because of William Branham, but because of the word of the Lord.
And you have to respect men that God uses.
God did what he said. People were getting healed in the service, they weren't even getting prayed for. God can't feel. Praise God.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you. Lord, we've come to magnify your name, to uplift you. Lord, you're the one that lifted us out of the dung heap. And you set our feet on the King's highway. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart. Father, I pray that you'll give everyone such a blessing over this time of the year, Lord. You bless them, strengthen them, heal them, meet their needs, go into their homes with the power of God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Help us to lift you, to reverence you, to magnify your name. It is your name, the wave sheaf, that must go over the people. Your name offered over your people. Lord, I pray that whoever needs your touch this morning, its hands is laid upon them. According to Mark 16, these signs shall follow them that believe. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray the Holy Spirit will come in this room. Lord, that your people will know your presence and your power in this house this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bless those that's here, those that couldn't be here. Bless them, be with them. May they know your presence in the name of the Lord. Father, we commit our lives afresh to you. Not our will, Lord, and our ideas, our own ways. But we want your ways, your will, your program, your leadership of the Holy Spirit. And we commit our lives afresh to you in the name of Jesus. Bless the children, all these children that's here, bless them. And the children that maybe couldn't be here, bless them. Father, save them young. Raise up young men, young women out of them, to go forward with the gospel to the lost and dying generation. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. I'm going to get Brother Gary to come. And if anyone wants prayer, you come ahead. And your brother Ian will be here.
I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live.